This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. As we've been reporting, Terri Schiavo died at a Florida hospice this morning. Her death brings to an end a long legal and political battle. In the 13 days since her feeding tube was removed, Congress passed a law allowing her case to be reviewed by federal courts. The courts repeatedly declined to intervene, but this case led to a nationwide discussion about the end of life and the government's role in it. NPR's Ari Shapiro has been covering this story and joins us now from Pinellas Park, Florida. Ari, what more can you tell us about today's developments?
Well, so far we've only heard from spokespeople for Terri Schiavo's parents, those the Schindlers. And spokespeople for the parents have told us that Terri Schiavo died less than an hour ago, her husband, Michael Schiavo, was with her, but that the parents, the brother and sister, were not. The Schindlers went in shortly after Terry's death to be by her bedside. This is something that we had been expecting for a while, though. Doctors had said 1 to 2 weeks was the maximum that someone could live without a feeding tube. And as you mentioned, it's now been 13 days. So the parents are expected to speak a little later today. Right now, though, we're just getting the very basic information.
Ari, of course, we've been listening as you've been down there in Pinellas Park for the last couple of weeks following developments in this case. What has the scene been like in the last few days, and what is it like today?
The scene has really ballooned in terms of protesters and vigils, people with signs, people in costumes, people marching, praying, blowing trumpets and shofars, playing drums. And, you know, the crowd usually starts to arrive around 11 or 12 each day. And so when the announcement was made, there was actually a remarkably small reaction because there just weren't many people here for the announcement. As far as protesters go, there was certainly an enormous crowd of media. There are now news helicopters flying overhead. There are people from all over the world. And I'm sure that as the day progresses, we'll continue to hear reaction, not only from here at the hospice, but also from the husband, Michael Schiavo, from Washington, and from the many other parties that have been involved in this case.
And Michael Schiavo, of course, was the one who wanted the feeding tube removed. Terri Schiavo's parents were among those who wanted the feeding tube to remain and then later to be reinserted. Do you think that anybody is surprised that it has ended this way, given the way the court rulings have gone over the last several days?
The court rulings have been so consistent in this case. I don't think anybody is surprised that the courts in the end chose not to intervene again and again and again. Although there were so many unexpected developments as this case progressed that no one was really predicting how things would go. The governor at the last minute, Governor Jeb Bush of Florida, tried to intervene with the Department of Children and Families. He attempted to take unilateral custody of Terri Schiavo, and it was only at the last minute that a state judge issued a restraining order preventing Department of Children and Families from doing so. And so there were so many unexpected twists and turns. Even to the last minute, the Florida legislature was being urged to reconsider a bill that would have kept Terri Schiavo alive. And the Supreme Court received a petition late last night. So while to some extent this may be expected just by virtue of the fact that her feeding tube had been out for 13 days, I don't think anyone would have been surprised at any unexpected developments in this story, to be perfectly honest.
Now, this is a case that led to an act of Congress, and Congress very specifically limited its act to just this one case, this one person. Will there likely be broader implications to this entire story, however?
You know, the other day I actually asked that question to George Filos, who's the lawyer for Michael Schiavo, Terri Schiavo's husband, and he said he thinks the most significant long-term implications of this case will be that this case has raised awareness of end-of-life issues, and he thinks that because of Terri Schiavo, people are now discussing what sort of end-of-life care they would want. People are writing living wills. People are appointing proxies. So he said that was a positive development from this case. In terms of legal, political, sociological fallout, I'm sure there will be a lot of analysis and debate over that in the next few days. The law that Congress passed did, as you say, apply only to Terri Schiavo, so it seems as though that will not have a long-term effect. And the law that the Florida legislature passed in 2003 was found unconstitutional by the Florida Supreme Court, so that, too, does not seem to have any concrete, far-reaching implications.
Ari Shapiro, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
That's NPR's Ari Shapiro. He's been keeping us up to date for the last couple of weeks, and we'll be listening for his follow-up reports as well.